Blog Talk Radio.
For Talk and Geek with Tyler Brook podcast, hosted by Tyler out there in Pearl River, New York. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. This show goes by quick. Catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Tyler the Threes, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? And what a guest.
Thanks, Mark. If you want to get a hold of me before and or during this episode, I'm available on pretty much a good portion of the social media programs. You got Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, all under the same name, Tyler Brook. As for my guest, Patrick, how are you doing today?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, for those of you that aren't familiar with your work, you want to talk a bit about yourself, who you are, what you do, where you can be found, and all that other fun stuff?
Yeah, so I'm a filmmaker out of Montana. I've been completing the latest film I've been working on. It's called Redgate. It's about real-life, true alien was caught on camera and UFO footage caught on camera, and just strange stuff in this area in Redgate in West Montana, just a lot of bizarre stuff. I've been working on this for several years now. I actually got like a TV show deal lined up for it and everything else. It's been really crazy. And yeah, that's kind of just the background for me. I'm kind of like an investigative type filmmaker and working on multimedia for many years now as my career.
Terrific. Before we go any further, I would like to give a shout out to our sponsors, Exaspace, who is officially making a good portion of my merchandise, including but not limited to mouse pads, mugs, and iPhone stands, as well as star candles. Make sure you grab plenty of lemongrass candles, the official scent of Geek Talk with Tyler. And remember, a good portion of every sale goes to a women's shelter to help both abused women and struggling single mothers. Without further ado, let's go into our topic, aliens. So, Pat, you said you were working with aliens. What exactly got you fascinated with the subject of aliens anyway?
Well, originally I was trying to put together more of like a fictional type horror film in this area called Redgate. And when I started to do some investigation into it, it just kind of turned into more of real stuff, real more stuff. And it was more about paranormal stuff, and then I started researching and found there was a lot of UFO-type, alien-type stuff that was happening in this area, including a photo that was caught on camera by a local person with a trail cam up in this area. And then when I saw that, I was like, whoa, I really started to get into researching aliens a bunch.
All right, awesome. So you know what's funny? We are talking about aliens. It's amazing how many of the fictional aliens are there that look exactly like humans. You got your Saiyans from the Dragon Ball franchise. You got your Kryptonians from the DC franchise. Hell, even the Marvel Universe has had some aliens that look exactly like humans. Why do you think that is, Pat?
I think there's a lot of things to unravel there. I think part of it might be that aliens, is a possibility that aliens are just a from the future, and that's what we look like in the future. That's probably my main thing.
I mean, when you think about it, aren't we all aliens? Because no matter where you go, everything is in space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
and
I mean, to a lot of
if we land on another planet, we're just aliens to them. Honestly, it's all a matter of perspective. But I just find it funny that the world's most popular comic of all time is, in fact, an alien. That, of course, being Superman.
Yeah, that's true. He is an alien. I always forget about that. Superman is an alien.
Yeah, it's the human-esque look to them. You know, it's like, okay, they walk like a duck, they talk like a duck, and they quack like a duck. But let's keep in mind, they're not a duck. Because I don't know many ducks that can shoot heat beams and punch villains like Bizarro and Lex Luthor in that big-ass suit and Darkseid and all these other guys.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's crazy to think about.
It really is. Are there any other aliens, like fictional or otherwise, that you really seem to appreciate or gravitate towards?
I really liked the alien off of the movie The Arrival. That was interesting because of the way that they, if you watch The Arrival, the Arrival with Charlie Sheen in it, that one's a really interesting one because they kind of integrate themselves into society and stuff, but at the same time they transfer them back into these aliens and stuff. So that one was really interesting to me. The ones that kind of integrate themselves in society, because there's a lot of people that say that there's aliens from our planets living among us, but they look just like human beings.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. Or hell, there are aliens that look exactly like Kurt Russell. For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2. And we've already got some comments. Gail from Fort Myers. Boys, great show as always. Denise from San Francisco says, hi, Tyler, the show that keeps on giving. Bill from Tyler, Texas, love Alien Talk. Aw, Texas loves me so much that they named an entire city after me. I'm flattered. Well, that's it in mind. Yeah, aliens are always fascinating. Well, let me ask you something, Pat. We've seen aliens of all shapes and sizes, some that look humanoid, some that look exactly like humans, and some that look nothing like humans. Which ones are your personal favorite?
It's kind of an interesting one. I like the ones, my personal favorites are probably the ones that look, I wouldn't say nothing like humans, but if you look at like, I like the ones that creep me out the most. And if you look at the one off of one of the most dramatic, ridiculously well-done alien scenes that I've ever seen still is today, if you ever watched the movie Fire in the Sky, and those ones were creepy. Like, I don't think you call those the grays, what you call those. Those ones are really creepy, whereas, like, compared to Aliens, the movie that got really popular, the whole franchise, I didn't mind those so much, but they were more, like, so far out there that there wasn't anything to suggest that they're necessarily intelligent beings at all. But, Fire in the Sky, those types of aliens are just almost look a little bit human, but really creepy.
Yeah, like those, I believe the terms are called grays. It's funny how many aliens look exactly like that. You got your E.T., you got your Roger from American Dad. I feel like a lot of times when people think aliens, they think those big bug-eyed, big-head dudes. Why do you think that is?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that's because of some of the people that reported the initial reports of the popularization of aliens, like Roswell and stuff like that. I should look that up after the show tonight, because you see that everywhere. In these, I've been to the Space Aliens restaurant in North Dakota, and they have the same bug-eyed alien. And you see so many things that are like that. Like, I actually wonder why that is. Is that just because that's what they normally looked at back a long time ago, or what is the deal there?
I don't know. I think it's just so well engraved into the human psyche of what an alien is that it just became the default. Like when people think of dragons, they think of giant fire-breathing lizards. But we do know that dragons come in all shapes and sizes. Hell, even funny enough, there's some aliens out there that actually look like dragons. The one off the top of my head was Fin Fang Foom from Marvel Comics.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I've seen that one or not.
Well, he hasn't appeared in the MCU yet, so probably not. Unless you're well-versed into Marvel Comics, probably not.
Yeah, no, I definitely haven't seen it then. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a problem with the MCU, in my opinion. It just becomes so mainstream that they're always pushing Thor movies, which, funny enough, is another alien. Asgardian, another human-esque alien. Another Iron Man, another Captain America. I think Marvel tends to forget that they own several movies that they don't need to focus on those guys.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's clear that they're just going for as much money as possible in the ones that they know they can re-promote over and over again.
Well, to be fair, they are owned by Disney, so take that with a grain of salt, if you will. That's in mind, yeah. I guess another awesome alien are Asgardian, which I guess is a matter of perspective. Marvel Comics has decided to take pretty much all of Norse mythology and make them an alien race.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess that just shows what a little creativity and perspective can do.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah. Then again, we have those aliens that are humanoid, but then can transform into something else. Specifically, the Cybertronians. Transformers, of course, being one of the more recognizable franchises out of the Hasbro continuity, I should say.
Yeah. Oh, big time. Transformers, yeah. It's huge.
It really is. And it's been like a thing since at least the 80s. Technically before then, so if we're going to take the GoBots into consideration. But at this point, I think GoBots are just about as well known as pretty much half of the cast as in G.I. Joe.
Yeah, pretty much at this point.
Speaking of whom, Transformers, are you excited for the new Rise of Beasts film?
I don't know. I've watched the previous ones, but I've kind of like skimmed through a little bit. I'm not sure if I'm really that into it or not. I'm more of a Batman type person myself.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Batman's funny. It's like, okay, so we have Wonder Woman who fights literal gods and even half cat people. Got Superman that fights aliens and I guess clones of himself. And then we have Batman, who pretty much just fights clowns and penguins.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I guess that's why I'll ask you this question. What's your take on that? Because for me personally, the only thing I don't really like about, say, like Marvel-type movies and stuff lately is, like, compared to other ones, like the Batman series, is, like, they're all, like, more fantasy. They don't have any, like, realism to them. Where it seems like Batman, especially lately with the Joker movie and the latest Batman, that they try to mix some – make it look like it's a real, like, it's really actually happened. Like, there's some real stuff going. It's not just a bunch of, like, out-of-control effects that, as far as we know, aren't really possible right now. So what do you think about that?
To be fair, DC has always capitalized on a more – if anybody that's actually grew up with the DCAU from the 90s, rest in peace, Kevin Conroy, they really did capitalize on dark and real-world issues. And Marvel, as great as it is, focuses more on the fantasy aspect, but that's what makes it more popular. It's more family-friendly. Hell, my niece right now loves Spider-Man, and she's 3 years old. Of course, it could be the bright red colors, but who's to say?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And that's probably why, I mean, as an adult, I probably liked the latest Joker film. You hated it or liked it, but I personally liked it because, like, that's probably what the Joker would be like in real life.
Probably, but as far as my three favorite Jokers, in order, they are Hamill, DiMaggio, and Spiner.
Oh, really?
Boom, Star Trek, loaded with aliens.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, let me ask you, are you more of a Trekkie or a Star Wars fan?
I was more of a Star Wars fan before they made 500 movies of it, but yeah, I definitely say I watched a little bit of Star Trek when I was younger, but I've always been more of a Star Wars person.
I agree with you. Star Wars, it just adds additional content. I mean, the first three movies were good. The concept of a prequel was phenomenal. It wasn't executed as well as they would have liked, but it wasn't like the worst thing ever.
Uh-huh.
And then there's just more than we need.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
at this point, I don't even know what it's about anymore. Like, why are they fighting? Didn't they resolve this shit already?
Yeah, it's like, well, that was nice about Star Wars. It was so basic. You had the three movies, that was it, and then they came out with prequels. I was like, okay, there's three more movies, so that's not bad at all. But then when you unload like 50 freaking movies and TV shows, like, yeah, I have zero clue what it's about anymore. Zero.
I know, it's just, that's the problem with continuation. It's like, it's fine for a series to just die out, but then, mm-hmm. granted, we live in a society that specializes in capitalism, so as a businessman, I respect them for making more Star Wars content, but ethically, it just screams why. I mean, granted, you're in space, so there's so much potential, but it's just why after a while. But Pat, I need you to do me a solid for a second. Can you give me a drum roll, please?
Drum roll.
Because now it's time for our trivia question. Feel free to call in the number you called to tune into the show, as well as give my producer the actual address so I can send the prize to y'all for the prize of an official Geek Talk with Tyler candle, lemongrass. Everyone knows Superman's alter ego is Clark Kent. But what is the name he had when he was on Krypton? Once again, everyone knows Superman's alter ego is Clark Kent. But what was the name he had when he was on Krypton? You know, it's funny how many alien races and how many planets are named after real-world things. Like, do you think that's just coincidental, or are they just like, oh, what random-ass Earth name can we think up of? I don't know. Let's check the periodic table. Oh, Krypton. Oh, that sounds like a real planet.
I don't think it's coincidental at all. I think it's pretty intentional, some of those ones.
Yeah, some of them are intentional. I mean, I don't really know why they anagram that shit. Like, take Krypton, mix the words, and then boom, it's its own word. So I got to say, see what you want about DC, but many of our euphemisms and expressions and whatnot do come from DC Comics. The expression of riddle me this, the bizarro concept, or even referring to something as once kryptonite, all come from DC Comics.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is an interesting point.
Here's another interesting point. I just find it funny that pretty much every member of the Justice League has their weaknesses highlight, but can you really tell me what Thor's weakness is? What Captain America's weakness is, what Iron Man's weakness is?
I never thought about that. What is Iron Man's weakness? Is he can't live without his suit, his heart? I don't know. That's Captain America.
Well, I personally thought it was alcoholism, but it's like a lot of the times when these characters have a weakness, it's a tangible thing. For the Green Lantern, it was originally wood, but then it eventually became the color yellow. Funny enough, I can take both Green Lanterns out with the number two pencil. Martian Manhunter, another alien. He was weak against fire. So I guess he'd be a grass type if he was a Pokemon. And then, of course, we have Superman, who's weak against lead, technically, because he can't see through it, kryptonite, and all forms of sorcery.
Yeah. Yeah, that is interesting.
What's interesting is all the colors they have for kryptonite. Of course, you got the traditional green one, which makes him weak at the knees. You got the anger-inducing red kryptonite, the amnesia-inducing gold kryptonite. We have the personality-splitting gray one, and then there's the pink one, the we-don't-talk-about-the-pink one.
Yeah, the we don't talk about the
For those of you that are wondering why we don't talk about the pink one, it basically gender bends Superman.
For the most part, yeah.
And not a worse way to go, but we actually got another comment. Sal from Germantown, Pennsylvania. How much kryptonite does Superman really have? Yeah, that's funny. I always found that, I honestly don't know that answer, but it feels like every single villain has kryptonite. Joker uses it to lure freaking Superman, got a trap here, from the, what's called, the Batman-Superman crossover in the DCAU. He has a whole freaking thing of jade that, because Joker is a chemist, somehow turns into kryptonite.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Well, it's on HBO Max if you don't you have it. And Mitch from Modesto, California. Has anyone watched the Blackbird series? Honestly, Mitch, no, I haven't. I'm really trying to catch up on a lot of things. Chainsaw Man, I guess a lot of old South Park episodes, because I'm trying to stay current on South Park, Rick and Morty. You know, it's funny, that's another race I feel like gets turned into aliens a lot. Devils get turned as aliens. Like, Trigon is obviously an alien, but he's their version of the devil.
Yeah, that is interesting. I do admit that is something I kind of see. What about Hellboy? What's that about? Is that he an alien devil?
I mean, prospectively, yes, but he comes from another dimension. So, to some degree, he's an alien, but not the kind you're probably thinking of.
No. I was a fan when that first came out. I was in college actually. When it came out. I once saw Hellboy. I'm kind of a fan of that shit. I thought the first two movies were pretty good.
So, did you get the chance to see the remake?
When was the remake? No, I don't know if I saw the remake, actually, to tell you the truth.
It wasn't bad as far as remakes go. I mean, he's no Ron Perlman, but It's not the worst concept for a reboot that I can think of. Like the Fantastic Four movie, that was a god-awful reboot.
Yeah, I got to check that out.
You know what's funny? The amount of money that they spend into making a Fantastic Four movie, they could actually just use to send four people to make an actual Fantastic Four team. Hell, sign me up for that. I wouldn't mind having stretchy powers.
No kidding, right?
Yeah, it's funny. Which, funny enough, when is Marvel ever going to release Galactus upon the MCU? I mean, that'd be a cool concept. I mean, better than the Fantastic Four, the way they executed it. But I would like to see a planet-devouring monster. That would have been awesome.
No, that'd be really freaking cool. No, my favorite guy is off of the X-Men. I wish they would do, because he's a total badass. Growing up as a kid, I really liked Cable.
Huh. I've always been more of a Nightcrawler fan. Actually have the onomatopoeia introduced, BAMF, which is basically just teleporting.
Yeah, I guess I like Cable just because he's a time traveler. It's not that concept. If they would have, like, they could, I mean, they still can, really delve into time travel stuff. It'd be really interesting to see a Cable movie if they ever thought about it.
Yeah, but in this day and age where we have streaming services, nobody's got time for Cable. But I'm
just true.
But, yeah, it's funny. It just feels like any time any alien does something and you ask them, how can you do that? It always feels like the answer is, oh, it's because I'm an alien, which is basically just magic all over again.
Yeah, no kidding. Like, okay.
Which, funny enough, I don't think, now that I think about it, it feels like a lot of aliens don't really use magic. I mean, to us, the concept would be magic because we can't explain it, but it's their own science, like Thor's hammer. When Tony Stark first meets Thor, he's like, how does your hammer work? He's like, oh, it just works. He says, no, I refuse to accept that answer. So he finds out why Thor's hammer, the way it works. It's like, okay, so by Earth standards, it would be magic. But by Asgardian standards, it's science. And he finds out why.
Yeah. Yeah, that is really interesting. Like,
if you were
going to
be any alien, which one would you be?
If you consider, like, I don't know, like, if you're saying, you know, consider, like, Thor an alien, I don't know.
Is he from Earth or is he from Asgard?
I guess he's from Asgard.
Then
Thor
he's an alien.
Pretty, yeah. I think Thor would be pretty cool. I don't know, but Superman would be super cool. If he's from Krypton, or Superman would be really cool because you can fly, obviously. That's kind of going to be a huge
plus,
right?
As long as you're on a planet that has a yellow sun. If you're on a planet with a red sun, then you're just basically a person.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Honestly, yeah, I would rather be a Saiyan. Or, hell, I would just have one of the Omnitrix or the Ben 10 franchise and turn myself into a whole bunch of different aliens. That would be pretty cool.
Oh, no, that'd be sweet. Yeah, it'd be whatever you want to be. Yeah, whatever day of the week you feel like.
Yeah, which by far, my favorite alien in that entire franchise is definitely Wrath. He's basically the love child of Wolverine, Hulk Hogan, and Incineroar from the Ben 10, from the Pokemon franchise.
Oh, yeah. No, that's really cool.
Yeah, every one of his statements is, "Let me tell you something," which I freaking love, and the classic John DiMaggio voice.
Let me tell you something.
And it's even up to the point where he actually actually yells at inanimate objects and forces of nature like gravity. Like he's falling out of a plane. It's like, oh, you guys are using gravity on me? Well, forget it. You can't beat Wrath. And then he plummets straight to the ground. And then he yells at the hole he makes in the Earth's crust, which is just hilarious.
That is freaking funny.
I've always found that funny. Which, funny enough, in the Ben 10 Alien Force, they had Dee Bradley Baker voice all of the aliens except Wrath, who was voiced by John DiMaggio. But then Omniverse comes around, then John DiMaggio voices a whole bunch of these aliens. Humongousaur, Forearms, Armadillo. It's just weird the voice direction these aliens have gone through. Which, funny enough,
yeah.
Richard Horvitz, another alien, and Vader Zim.
Yeah, it's crazy all the different people who've come and done voices for aliens, the different sounding aliens and everything else. It's really crazy.
Yeah, you got the more muscular ones, you got the slimy ones, you got the high-pitched ones, and all these other different aliens. It just, honestly, the cool thing about aliens is that the only limit in designing them is just the imagination of the person in question.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's pretty much limitless.
Anthropomorphic aliens, humanoid aliens, aliens that look like dogs, aliens that look like reptiles, birds, and all these other myriads of possibilities.
Yeah, 100%.
But with that said and done, yes, aliens, I think, will always continue to fascinate us. Even if they're not real, I personally believe that they are real, but even if they're not, the concept alone continues to intrigue us. Think it's just the unknown. And we're at the two-minute mark, so I don't know how y'all didn't get this trivia question, but Kal-El. His Kryptonian name was Kal-El.
I didn't even know that one.
I think he's like the only character I know to have three names. His Earth name, his alias name, and then his actual name.
Yeah.
Well, that said, yes, Pat, thank you so much for joining us. And where can people find you?
SecretOfRedgate.com is the website, SecretOfRedgate.com. Or if you go online, just search Patrick W. Cutler. You'll find me on all the platforms or whatever.
Terrific. And you're still working on the Redgate series?
Yeah, I've got a TV series I'm still working on. We're currently talking to a couple of different people right now on that. I have a producer who's working on that, and the film is getting close to distribution, wide scale distribution here. We just got to see what comes down the stretch here, so it should be fun.
Terrific. Stay tuned next week as I talk to Nico Penguin as we talk about the real life skills people get from video games. Stay tuned. Same number, same day, same channel, and let's not forget to stay geeky. But most importantly, stay warm if you're on the East Coast like me. Stay hydrated always. And stay tuned for some more wonderful and upcoming content. Pat, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me on.
Glad we could finally do this. So stay tuned.
Fun.
And more importantly, stay geeky, everybody. Take care now.